and a very good day to you. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. You know, when I take the airwaves, you're never quite sure what is going to occur. Might have an interesting guest in the studio, over the phone. See, we even have sound effects on this show. Over Facebook, or we might just take calls from the valued and interesting and intriguing listeners like yourself. I'm going to go talk about some technology today, which I think is important in keeping us sane, keeping us healthy, and could possibly be a lifesaver, as an emergency in this world can happen almost any time. I do want to thank a friend of mine, Sean from Columbus, for suggesting this information for my radio program. It's the interesting thing about Sean. He is very to the left politically. And with me, kind of hard to tell. It seems like, in many cases, I'm far to the right. Actually, I'm independent. I lean libertarian. And traditionally, I've actually been fairly liberal. And I still think of myself that way. You may have heard me talk a bit about my opinion on a woman's right to choose. And I do use that terminology because I'm not in favor of abortion per se. I'm in favor of a woman making that decision because I believe it's her body. Certainly in consultation with the potential father, her parents, other relatives, and if she chooses, clergy person, would be prudent. But the end decision is with the female. And many people would consider my viewpoint to be a very liberal one. I really see a lot of issues as being nonpartisan. And that's because I don't believe in political parties. I am an independent. Certainly, I'm fiscally conservative. People might say, well, that's more Republican, but our entire economy, this great country, the greatest country in the world by far, is founded on fiscal conservatism. That's what capitalism is about. We are a capitalist society, compassionate capitalism. Certainly, I don't believe in haphazard handouts. That would be, in many cases, considered a left viewpoint. Again, I disagree because I don't think the left traditionally is synonymous with just haphazard handouts. I mean, many might disagree, and maybe it's moving in that direction, but I don't see the old school, that left-leaning politics is being consistent with that. The compassionate capitalism, to me, is where if somebody has a legitimate reason to receive assistance, he or she has every right to receive it. I don't see an irony there. It's just how we do things in this country, because we have to care about each other, especially in the crazy times we've endured in the last 2.5 years or so. See, there I go getting off on a tangent again and leaving you in suspense as to what this show is about. As I mentioned, a friend of mine who I don't think if I were to tell him what I was saying. In fact, I'm actually going to tell him what I'm saying, so that's good because, you know, I don't hide anything. Like, he does lean very far to the left, which means that he and I agree on some things and some things we definitely don't agree on. But, you know, intelligent people can still be friends and shake hands and say they respect each other. That's also what I think this country is about. What he sent me is information that is neither to the left or to the right. It's information about how apps and other things that you can do with a computer or online can make our life better or possibly save our life. And that applies to everybody that I know. But I did want to mention that again, my politics. You hear me call Scott's show, Nate's show, sometimes Pastor Craig and Glenn's shows, and you might wonder, what are the politics of this guy, Adam? One day he talks about how much he hates masks and that the whole thing is a big scam, which I do believe that it is. Go ahead and mark my words. The mask debacle is the biggest scam perpetrated on America, certainly in my lifetime, and I can't speak about the entire lifetime of this country, but since my lifetime, which began in the early part of the mid-60s, goodness sakes, getting up there, aren't we? It is the biggest scam that I've seen, and I don't ever want to see or hear about mask requirements again. The science isn't there, folks. Masks cause enormous physical and mental problems, and they just look ridiculous. not consistent with our society. And, you know, if you agree with me, that's fine. If you don't, and you are currently swearing at your radio or listening device, that's cool. I invite all opinions, even if they are inconsistent with mine. Also, I've mentioned, and I've talked about this on Scott's show, you know, I tell it like it is, folks. Maybe that's my East Coast upbringing. You know, I lost my accent. I can fake it, but, you know, I kind of sound a little Midwest, I think, at this point. But if you want to debate with me about an issue, maybe you feel similarly, like maybe you're pro-choice, but not quite as pro-choice as I am. Maybe you are a definite mask enthusiast. That is fine. Or maybe you agree with me totally. Or maybe you disagree on some issues, agree on some others, and felt that we should get the viewpoints out. I would love to have you on the show. And with me, you know, my schedule's flexible. I'm self-employed, gig worker. Kind of hard to say what I do for a living. We probably could spend 10 shows on that. But anyway, you can email me, adam@wwgh1071.com. I can come to your location. You can come to our studio just south of downtown Marion. You can come to my home studio, a little bit south of there, but, you know, not a bad ride, especially if you, I guess, if you have a Tesla. If you have a gas-guzzling car, it might be kind of expensive, but, you know, we can, I guess, address that issue and where the fault might lie at some particular time. Be happy to have you on the show, and again, the discussions can be had, and if we do a show live in the studio, we can always take phone calls. So just to let you folks know, you hear me talk to Scott or Glenn or one of the other hosts and hostesses on this station, you don't agree with me and you want to talk to me directly, please do. Don't be shy. I'm a cool guy to hang out with and easy to reach. And interaction is what this world is about. And I thoroughly believe that intelligent people who respect humankind can still be friends, can still shake hands, whether or not they actually agree. But in the meantime, I do want to discuss these topics again that my, let's say, rather left-leaning friend in Columbus, Sean, sent over to me. Excellent article. I tell you, he and I certainly agree on the importance of this kind of information. You know, we are doing kind of a pseudo-live show. Let me take a sip of my coffee here because it tastes good. It keeps my mouth lubricated so that I can speak as clearly as possible, and caffeine helps too. So hold out a second for me. Oh, yes. As Mrs. Olson said, it's mountain grown, and it's good to the last drop. The richest, most aromatic kind of coffee. Well, maybe not the cheap stuff that I buy, but it still tastes good nonetheless. And again, as I mentioned, our private email server, which is, by the way, curated, programmed, and maintained, and all that good stuff by yourself, yours truly, that's me, adam@wwgh1071.com. Feel free to email me about anything, about maybe being a guest on my show, virtual, in person, what have you. Maybe just to say, hi, Adam, how you doing? Thank you for being on the air with us. Thank you for all the things that you do, etc. Or just email me just to see if I'm out there and listening. Scott also invites your emails. Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars, scott@wwgh1071.com. Also a good person to get in touch with. So anyway, as I mentioned, how long has the App Store been around? How long do you think? Well, about 14 years, since July 10th of 2008, it was introduced. And since we've had apps, the world has really never been the same. Ways to interact with people. Sometimes an app and a website kind of go back and forth with the information and interaction, or sometimes something is just app-related altogether. With this station, you can listen, for example, through our website, wwgh1071.com. You can listen through the TuneIn app or the TuneIn.com website on your computer or phone. So many ways you can listen to this station. That's an example where an app and a website, you can kind of go back and forth, and they both kind of do some of the same things. And here are 10 apps that, again, my friend Sean in Columbus wanted to have me share with you folks. That certainly can make your life better, save the life of yourself or a loved one. So number 10. Sorry, I had the sniffles here. As Scott has told you, it's not been a very good allergy season, and I've had hay fever probably since I was born, and that was a long time ago. Anyway, ICE stands for many things. Of course, we could also talk about another controversial issue where many people might think that I lean to the right, and that would be immigration and citizenship enforcement. But that's not the kind of ICE that this is particularly referring to. It stands for in case of emergency. So the ICE Medical Standard, that app, has been developed to be the industry-leading medical ID for both iOS and Android phones. Now, I'm an Android user. Again, whatever your thing is, I don't like iPhones. I think they're expensive. They're just particular about what you can do with them. The screens always seem to break. It seems like everybody I know who has an iOS or an iPhone, the screen's got a crack or a break in it. Plus, it's like the touchpad keys always seem too small, and how could a grown man's fingers actually use them? So I've been an Android person, but if you're an iOS person, that's fine, too. We can debate that also. There's many things we can debate at this station. Anyways, well, it's anyway, but that's okay. Anyway, Medical ID is an app that lets you put your emergency medical contact information, kind of like those old bracelets that you can wear. You can put it on your phone, your smartphone's lock screen, image overlay display. So, if you have an accident, first responders, EMS, ER staff can find your emergency contact information as soon as they turn on your phone. That sounds like a very good idea, especially for people with a chronic medical condition, elderly, etc. But even people seemingly in perfect health, you never know when you might need it, and sounds like a lifesaver to me. Now, this includes an easy-to-read, color-coded system to allow the emergency responder to gauge how high risk the individual is. Even the healthiest of people could benefit from having this app on their phone because you don't know when it could keep you out of serious danger, possibly even save your life. Doctors can access allergy, health condition, and any medication that you might take within seconds of picking up your smartphone. And you decide which personal information is visible on your lock screen to protect your private information. So if you do have even a gluten allergy, of course, if you have diabetes, another chronic condition, the doctor, paramedic will know. And we can't always just type a couple keys in a computer to find someone's medical history. You might be visiting an area that doesn't have computers that talk to the computers in your local area. Many things can happen. So this is definitely a recommended app as a possible lifesaver. Again, it stands for In Case of Emergency, also known as ICE. And it's available for iOS, Apple, or the Android smartphones. Number 9 is called What Three Words. So what's that about? In the time of an emergency, it's important to be able to describe exactly where you are. For example, if you were out walking in the wild and found yourself in need of medical assistance, a street address isn't going to do much good. So precise location is what we need. You can be out in the woods, even in southeastern Ohio, for example. A lot of it is forested. You can't really give someone an address like 200 Main Street. It can be hard to find somebody when there is a medical emergency. So this app called What Three Words gives every 3 square meter, which is almost 10 square foot, square in the world, a unique 3-word address. So in the world, check this out, there are 57 trillion let's call this plots, that are about 10 square feet. So there are 57 trillion of them in the world, and that's fairly precise. Again, 3 square meters, and a meter, you know, about 39 inches, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, 3 words have been randomly generated for each square and will always stay the same. So you can now direct someone to a specific square of the world with just 3 words. Now, it was originally designed to be a solution for finding more unusual or remote addresses, but now the app covers the whole world with 3-meter squares. The applications for this software are virtually endless. There's an extension for Chrome and Mozilla Firefox so that you can search a What Three Words address directly into Google Maps. That's pretty incredible, no matter how rural of an area that you're in. Just think of Alaska. You know, we have rural areas in Ohio, but, you know, most of Alaska is just wilderness. It's mountainous, and they get a lot of snow, even during the summer. Parts of Alaska get snow. If you are lost in one of those remote areas, and there's you have a smartphone available, and the GPS and other systems are working, that also could obviously be an issue. But, yeah, see, we got little sound effects here. Anyway, assuming that everything there is in place, you would be locatable. Cool beans, as the youngins say. So what's number 8 on apps that can save your life or prevent a very serious incident? It is the Zello PTT walkie-talkie. Now, Zello is an app that lets users turn their mobile phones into walkie-talkies. Remember the Nextel phones that had the walkie-talkie feature? Nextel was bought by Sprint, and Sprint was bought by T-Mobile. So anyway, almost going back in time here, Zello lets users turn their mobile phones into walkie-talkies or two-way radios, providing they have a network or Wi-Fi connection. It will even send communication over older 2G networks if nothing else is available. The app offers a way for people all over the great world we live in to communicate, even when they have poor cellular service. So that can solve an issue with being in a remote area and not having very good cell service. It's an easily accessible technology that helps emergency responders to communicate and receive alerts without needing the expensive traditional radio hardware. It allows clear and undisputed communication across multiple teams of first responders. And if there is a crisis, channel owners can send out loud, repetitive channel alerts. Alerts send out loud beeps every minute along with a text message to subscribers, whether or not you're connected to the channel. So it's got a little CB radio function also. As a result, every day, tens of thousands of first responders are using Zello in their operations. And check this out, 8 billion live messages are sent monthly. That's more than the population of the whole world. So this is a proof that the app is making a very positive impact on many people's lives all over the world. Good stuff. Again, potential lifesaver. And it kind of shows that as advances we're getting in the middle of 2022, this older technology, the walkie-talkies, the CB radios, it still is useful. Very useful. Number 7 on the 10 apps that could save your life, prevent a potential catastrophe, is called Cairn, C-A-I-R-N. It is the app to keep you safe when you want to go on long walks in the wilderness. It was released 7 years ago and has helped many explorers enjoy their hikes with that extra peace of mind. Now, the app's slogan is "Get home safely from any adventure." It highlights the main purpose of the app. For example, there are trail alerts and real-time location tracking. Trail alerts will automatically contact your chosen contacts, friends or family, coworkers, if you're overdue to return. If you are walking somewhere a little dangerous on your own, the real-time tracking could be a lifesaver. It allows your contact of choice to be able to see where you are every step of the way. Within the app, you'll also be able to find which areas have cell coverage. Goodness sakes, you wouldn't want to miss your Facebook messages, would you? I can think of some friends that certainly would enjoy that feature. So if you need to make a call, you will know where to head. This element is crowdsourced. So every time a user opens the app on a new trail, it increases the amount of information available to the next hiker. Good stuff. And again, if you like hiking, this is certainly hiking season. Lots of great places to do that, Mid-Ohio and elsewhere. This sounds like good stuff. Again, it's called Cairn, if that's the right pronunciation, C-A-I-R-N. Number six on the apps that could save your life or prevent a catastrophe is Stay Alive. It is described by the providers as a pocket suicide prevention resource packed full of useful information and tools to help you stay safe in crisis. They've created a free-to-use app that offers help and guidance to those that need it. If someone feels like they don't have anyone to talk to about what they're going through, Stay Alive changes that. Now, with the recent suicide by country music superstar, beautiful woman, Naomi Judd, I think this is something which we should turn our attention to. Just remember, folks, that just because you're rich, good-looking, and talented does not make you, by any means, exempt from depression or depression that could cause you to end your own life. I look about Robin Williams also. Really, if anything, the pressures of fame and fortune could actually make things worse. And maybe this app and similar ones could be beneficial. Anyway, the app called Stay Alive offers multiple functions designed to inspire motivation and help individuals feel less overwhelmed. Some of the handy features include a safety plan, a life box where you can store photos that are important to you, and of course, links to national crisis resources. It was developed by a UK-based organization, Grassroots Suicide Prevention, which supports communities in preventing suicide. They teach suicide prevention skills to community members and professionals. Although it may seem a tricky subject, it is important for charities like this to be creating free, up-to-date services. Number five, again, these are apps that could save your life, life of someone you care about, or prevent a catastrophe. First Aid by British Red Cross. The British Red Cross, the UK's body of the worldwide humanitarian network, the International Red Cross, has created apps that are designed to teach everybody the crucial techniques of first aid. Being able to give first aid immediately can help to reduce a person's recovery time and make the difference between the patient having a temporary or long-term disability. And encouraging people to learn the basics is certainly a great cause. Now, this app, called First Aid by British Red Cross, covers 19 skills that could help people give aid to themselves or others while going about their day-to-day activities. It's getting much-needed information into many people's hands with over 500,000 downloads on the Google Play Store. Teaches people how to deal with incidents like road traffic accidents, severe cold weather. Provides information in engaging ways like videos, step-by-step guides, and interactive quizzes. So your phone can even show you how to provide emergency care. Again, good stuff. It's really amazing what you can do with a smartphone, isn't it? They're not just for play. They're not just for business. They're not just for continually looking at photos of your cat or other people's cats and dogs on Facebook. They can even save a life. Number four is called Share the Meal. Now, 1 in 9 people are hungry or undernourished worldwide. According to the charity Action Against Hunger, 2.3 million children die each year due to malnutrition. Share the Meal is an app that combats this serious problem. It was built alongside the United Nations World Food Program with a crowdfunding model. The introduction of an engaging, user-friendly app that both educates and enables people to donate received a warm welcome, not unexpectedly, from many organizations. In 2020, it received recognition as one of the best apps by Google and Apple. Its mission is make fighting hunger accessible to everyone. Most people would say they are willing to donate to charities, but maybe less have done so in the past due to the lack of ease around smaller donations. Share the Meal allows users to donate as little as 80 cents within seconds. It offers suggested donations describing how many meals each amount will provide, maximum suggested donation being $293 to provide 365 meals to a family or person. Again, we are looking at 10 apps that could save your life, life of someone else, make life better for you and the world around us. And I do thank my friend Sean in Columbus for suggesting this to be used on the show. Definitely good stuff. So number three is PulsePoint, a technology company whose mission is to use machine learning and automation to transform healthcare by creating platforms that help people in need receive assistance in quicker time frames. They've created an app that allows anybody with CPR training to provide help and assistance to people in their local area suffering from cardiac arrest. The CPR needed alerts have a unique alarm sound and are programmed to override the Do Not Disturb function on mobile phones. It is also connected to 911, so it will not only inform citizens in the local area, but will also inform emergency services. Users of the app can also help save lives even before they are in danger. They've created a function that allows anyone to pinpoint what's known as AEDs, automated external defibrillators, anywhere on the map, with a short description of the business it's attached to, along with a photo for the context of its location. App users can now even choose to be notified of other events that may impact them and their family, like wildfires, flooding, and utility emergencies. It only covers North America currently, but they're working on distributing the free service across the world. How about that? Just amazing what you can do with a smartphone. It's not just a business tool. It's not just a toy. It's not just a convenience aspect. It's not just a map. It's a lifesaver in many ways. It can be your life or someone else's. Number two, My Earthquake Alerts. Totally free app. It has been designed with the safety of the world's population in mind. 1 million downloads and a rating of 4.5 stars on the Google Play Store. It is an easy-to-use app designed to inform users of earthquakes around the world. So how many earthquakes happen every year? 20,000 is the estimate. 16 are considered major, magnitude of 7 to 8 on the Richter scale. Therefore, an app that informs people when they happen will undoubtedly save lives. Users can choose which regions to receive notifications about so they can have peace of mind about themselves and their loved ones, no matter where they are in the world. It's available for Apple and Android. And certainly if you're in a region that can get earthquakes, not so much here, but California and many other places, it certainly would be a prudent thing to consider. And last but not least, on our list of 10 apps that could save your life, life of someone you care about, or in general make the world a better place to live in, is called Snug Safety. This is an app that's been designed as a daily check-in service for people that live alone, especially older people and those with a health condition. It provides a way for families to make sure their loved ones are keeping safe and well, whether the peace of mind relates to being on vacation or it's a long-term solution to ensure that you are safe while living alone. This app certainly could be helpful. According to the website, they have already had 2 million check-ins. They've been featured in Forbes and the AARP magazine. So obviously, people are taking note. This app, called Snug Safety, requires the individual to check in at least once a day, indicating they're safe to their loved ones. Previous to the check-in deadline, there are alerts to provide reminders. But if a deadline passes without a check-in, it will send their emergency contacts a text message saying they missed the check-in. Also, The paid version of the app offers to call each of your contacts in order. And if they have still not checked in and the dispatcher does not have confirmation that one of their emergency contacts will check on them, they will request an official wellness check to their cell phone's last known location. So there you have it, folks. 10 apps that could save your life, life of a person you care about, or just make the world a better place to live in. And you know, we talk about that stuff here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Again, if you have any comments or questions on what I've just talked about and anything else that might come up on this radio program, I would be very honored to hear from you. Best way to reach me, again, is adam@WWGH1071.com. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. How about we take a look at some interesting news stories? Now, Nate Redmond has a program where he discusses a lot of interesting, quirky, and unusual news tidbits. And that program airs every Wednesday on the station between about 4:15 and 5 in the p.m. And that's followed by The Show with No Name, featuring himself, Pastor Craig, Terry Tackett, and sometimes other people. Don't want to miss that program. But also on this show, we often have commentary and some of the lighter side of the news, and discussed a bit about my view on serious topics earlier, discussed 10 apps that could save your life, life of a loved one, make the world a better place, and that's a more serious topic. So let's get into something. I think it's a good human interest story, but again, a little less on the serious side, and in the world that we live in, as I always say, a little bit of laughter, a little bit of heartwarming human interest. There really is no better medicine. I used to live in Connecticut, but this story also relates to Eastern Europe. A state trooper, originally from Poland, was sent to help change a flat tire. And this happened on May 11th. And ended up meeting former Polish president Lech Walesa. That is according to a post shared by the Connecticut State Police. State trooper in Connecticut, Lukasz Lepert, was called to Interstate 84 in Tallinn, Connecticut, to assist with a flat tire. And he was greeted by former Polish president Lech Walesa, who also won a Nobel Peace Prize. In 1990, he became the country's first freely elected president in 63 years following World War II and decades of communist rule. Now, Lech Walesa was in the Constitution State, which is Connecticut, promoting the cause of Ukrainian refugees who have been forced out of their country and now call Poland home. He also met with Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont. Now, the state trooper who was called to assist him, name was Lukasz Lepert, is a native of Poland. He was understandably very grateful for the opportunity to help such an influential individual, and briefly spoke to him about the history of Poland. That is according to the Facebook post. Walesa also posed with the trooper for a photo. When he first got the call over the radio, the trooper said he thought his fellow officers were playing a joke. He told the Hartford Courant, which is a newspaper. I know, because I used to live in the Hartford area. Anyway, he told the Hartford newspaper, "What are the odds there is going to be a former Polish president on the side of 84 in Tallinn, Connecticut?" But arriving at the scene, he quickly realized it was no joke at all. He said it was definitely a great opportunity to meet the man who had a voice during those times. It was definitely a great experience. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, discussing some, I guess, somewhat lighthearted but also heartwarming news stories from around the great world that we live in. Let's go north to Canada, to Deux Montagnes, Quebec. I think I'm actually pronouncing that 90% correctly. Anyway, a gentleman performed a headstand after doing his 20-minute morning jog and some push-ups. Now, you might ask, what is unusual about that? The gentleman's name is Tony Helou. Well, he is 75 years old, and about old enough or young enough, I guess, to be his son, and I couldn't do a headstand. I could jog and do push-ups, but my days of doing headstands are over, and this guy is 75 years old. Anyway, he achieved the world record on October 16th at the age of 75 years and 33 days, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, which has been around since 1955. He lives in, as I mentioned, Deux Montagnes, around 25 miles north of Montreal, where he would often walk on his hands in his younger years after immigrating from Lebanon at age 30. He began an effort to start training and live a healthier lifestyle at age 55. And once he mastered the art of doing headstands, he started performing all over town. He told the Guinness Book of World Records in an interview, "I'm not shy about performing headstands. My friends think I am very strong, and my family worries I might hurt myself, but that hasn't happened." He said the biggest challenge the day of his record-setting performance was making the adjustment and executing on concrete after rain caused a last-minute switch away from soggy grass. Once news of the world record broke, it quickly spread through the town, which has a population of 17,000 people, about half as big as Marion. Again, the gentleman's name is Tony Helou. He's 75 years old, and he performs headstands. Again, I'm younger than that. Not a lot younger than that, but enough. And as I said, my headstand days are over before they began. Now, his daily routine involves waking up early for a 20-minute run, followed by a post-coffee headstand and 20 push-ups. He's like me in that regard. Have some coffee before you do anything and go about your day. So those who know him cannot remember a time when he wasn't performing this feat. His daughter, Rola, recalled her father giving her a bicycle for her 15th birthday, which was a surprise in many ways. She said, "We were at a park having a picnic, and my dad rode up to us on my new bike, except he was doing a headstand on the bike as it was rolling." So at that moment, given his age, his daughter Rola realized how unique his ability was, encouraging him to get in touch with the Guinness Book of World Records. She said when he retired 10 years ago, he did not know what to do with himself because he had always worked so hard. Now, even though Tony performs the daily routine for health benefits, he is also enjoying the attention. His daughter Rola said, "My dad admittedly also likes the attention he gets as an older person doing a headstand. People often react with awe." So I am always a fan of people of any age, especially older ages, doing things to stay in shape, to keep their body limber. This gentleman in Montreal, just north of Montreal in Canada, 75 years old, does headstands. And my hat off to you, Tony, because you're a braver, more limber, and certainly more athletic man than myself. You know, I'm more of a go-to-the-gym person, take walks, and do that kind of stuff. The acrobatic stuff, my career doing that ended before it began. Having a lot of fun here on the air, discussing stories from many different angles, and as my mama would say, may she rest in peace, time flies when you're having fun. So it's almost time for me to hang up the headphones after another adventure in Radio Land. Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I do. Again, I, like I tend to do, have expressed some strong opinions during this program, so if you agree, disagree, you think I'm nuts, or whatever the case may be, feel free to email me, or in some other way, be in touch. Adam at WWGH1071.com. You are invited to be a guest on my program if you'd like. If you're not microphone shy, and goodness sakes, boys and girls, I'm certainly not, we can discuss the topic of your choice. Also, if like my friend Sean, you have a suggested topic or suggested article that would be interesting for me to discuss on the radio, that would be wonderful. Send me a Facebook message, send me an email, call me at the station, call me at the number that I give at the top of every hour during my promotional announcement. Get in touch, and we can certainly chew the fat on said topic. If you ever miss a program, whether it's my program, Pastor Craig, Pastor Steve, Glenn, Nate, or the one and only interviewer to the stars, Scott E. Spears. You can always go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and listen on demand. Your ears and your brain cells will thank you. That is one thing I can certainly assure you of. Also, be sure to like and follow us on Facebook. Look for WWGH 107.1 FM. My program airs every Monday between about 10:15 a.m. and 11 a.m. We call it mid-morning coffee break. It's always a good time to have coffee, isn't it? Mid-morning, mid-evening, midnight. Good enough for me. As well as the Adam the Computer Guy radio program on Tuesday and Thursday between 2:15 p.m. and 3. I wish you a great day. I wish you good health. I wish you good ear exercise, because you need that with all the great information that will go into your eardrums when listening to this radio station. Adam Lapp. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
Do you ever ponder? Do you ever wonder? Do you ever question? In my server, serve and me. Your computer will print. Should you call the president? What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam, the computer guy. Call Adam. Don't know the reason why. Do you find it a waste of time? Because you cannot get online. Call Adam. Go online at thecomputerguy.com. There's a click of the mouse.